The Republic Broadcasting Network.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, we're back, and this is Ralph Kermit Winroad II with the Ralph Winroad Show, and coming to you live out of Alaska. And this is just an amazing this clarifies so much. It has so many ramifications. I just can't get to them all yet, and I want to document them as I write them up. Civil rights. Citizen of the United States. 13th and 14th Amendment. Had nothing to do with something called the political rights, which are reserved to the several states. The several states have no authority to require you to be a citizen of the United States. Because you have no political rights then. If you have no political rights, that's the suffrage and the franchise. You cannot have public officers. You cannot have a separate three branches of government. You cannot have a constitutional state. Those things can't exist. That's why in Alaska, we don't have any public officers. I can speak from anybody. I've checked them all. I've checked all the way from the borough, the courts. That's all a nonsense. They've got some of the stuff in there to make it look pretty, but they don't do it. I just looked briefly in Minnesota's constitution because I have all the constitutions of up through 1878. For every one of the states, all the way from the very beginning of however they came in, all the way up. Minnesota was using citizen of the United States, clear back in 1857. Instead of citizen of Minnesota. I'm going to go into Westlaw after I get through with the show today and see if Westlaw or Minnesota ever talks about citizens of Minnesota. I'm sure they do. Well, where did they go? Where did Article 4, Section 2, let me bring that up, out of the Constitution of the United States, where did it go? Has it been repealed? You think? Oh, I sure hope not. Let's see what it says here. The citizens of each state shall be entitled to the privileges and immunities of citizens of the several states. But they're all citizens of the United States today, so we don't need that. That's an inoperative part, because we don't have any citizens of the several states. You can't, in Minnesota, it's a felony. If you're, unless you're a citizen of the United States, they are coercing you into the civil law and surrendering your political rights. Same thing in North Carolina, those two I've looked at. It's a felony there. You can't vote as a citizen of North Carolina if they find it. How do the people get into this mess? That's really slick. Like I say, they did the Social Security Act. So when you sign up for that, you got to be a citizen of the United States. It's a benefit. And the employer, it's a privilege to have somebody work for him. Just like a corporation, it's a privilege to have somebody come and work and invest money. So you give him dividends. So you go to work for a, quote, employer. He's licensed as a citizen of the United States. They can license his profession in that fictional world because there's no political rights there. It's whatever Congress says. They made up the citizen of the United States. He who makes the fiction can control the fiction. He who wrote The Land of Oz can make that story do anything he wants. This is an accepted practice that people, anybody that's in the corporate world knows. LLCs, limited liability, or corporations, you have a charter. They give you permission to operate as a fiction in law. And you're limited to what they give you to do. This is the scam, the con. We lost our standing to exercise the elective franchise suffrage in the several states, and they passed the 17th Amendment. So therefore, we rose, the United States of America became a sovereign body politic from 1913 to 1916, in 3 years, United States, which was the real party of interest, prior to all that time, from 1787 to 1913, and all of a sudden we got a change in the courts, because we lost our standing. We gave it up. They conned us. And we've been conned ever since. There is no republic today. It's all there. We still have the power to bring it back. But how are you going to convince these people? Say back in 1935, you go to work and say, hey, come to work for me. And by the way, I don't have any unemployment insurance and I don't have any retirement programs for you. You'll have to go find that on your own. But you can come work for me. Or a guy says, hey, by the way, come over here and work for me, and I got unemployment insurance guaranteed by the government. And you'll get a retirement program. Oh, you don't even have to think. Guess which way the people went? They coerced in the legislative, they coerced these states. There were some states that fought against it, and they coerced them. You will join. How? Withholding federal funds. Just hold the money. Yep, they'll line up. They want their benefits. That's what they use against us. I want my benefits. Oh, I don't care that I don't have any political rights. I don't care I don't have any inalienable rights under the Creator. You're just going to take care of me. But wait a minute, you're screwing me. Like the veterans, or you're screwing me in Social Security. And you bitch, what happens? Nowhere, basically. Take it and shut up and go home. Once we established the civil rights, no political rights status, got these states to put it in, that's why there's two things that I'm doing that were absolutely right, not knowing all of the ramification, was to get your political status, your citizenship status, and your allegiance into the public record. I don't know how I came up with political status. I don't remember, but it's really important now. You get it into the public record. Alaska allows it. A lot of states won't. Don't make any difference where you've got it. Under Evidence Rule 907, number 901, number 7, become self-authenticating. Boy, they do not want to go there. Then I'm modifying the California, you can't. They got, they're so screwed up the way they do their thing. I couldn't modify California's, but most of them I can. You change it, put it in. Now, I confronted them in Alaska. I made a big deal of it. And they all went back and, oh, oh, that's not a problem. On the voting thing. I did the change on the driver's license right in front of this gal over here in Palmer. I wanted to say no, that no. Had my cell phone going. I said, is there a problem with this? Nope, not a problem. I got a copy of it. In Alaska, our driver's license to drive the state-owned car, which I know how they do it now because everyone new car is given away before it ever leaves the dealer. And by the way, I got a recording of the finance guy. He knows that we're giving away the car, and he don't tell us. And they carry the MSO over to the manufacturer statement of origin. Most people have never seen one over to DMV in Palmer. It's about 10 miles away because it's money. But I go get a driver's license as a citizen of the United States. That goes through one statute and right into the registry as a citizen of the United States in the District of Columbia. Now, why would they want me there? Oh, that's right. Them damn good civil rights. Man, I got my civil rights. Yay. I don't have any inalienable rights. I don't have any public officers. I don't have a constitutional republic. I don't have any constitutional courts. These courts, they've never said they're going to do anything. They haven't said it. Federal or state. They got Form 61 for the feds. They're not saying, I've got the original, I've got some appointment things prior to the Civil War. They were a judge of the United States. Now they're a United States district judge. Supposed to be a judge of the United States if we had a United States. It's out there. We just been conned out of it. So then, now that we got this civil rights and I don't want any political rights, and I give me a Social Security number, and I'm working as a fiction in law to get a benefit under the Social Security Act, oh, along comes, guess what? The Buck Act. Oh, that was a great thing. How did they get away with the Buck Act? And what is the Buck Act? You see, first of all, they had to do when they were doing all this nonsense. They call it federal areas. So now we got the people that are doing the state tax. But we get into the federal areas, and that's why you will see in the Buck Act the exterior boundaries of one of these several states. You're considered in a federal area. You're deemed to be. Well, wait a minute here. Is this civil rights? What happened to my political rights here? Well, if I'm a citizen of the United States, I can be deemed to be in the federal area. Because, see, it's sets above, it's all across these United States. It's looking down from above. I'm a fiction law traveling up there. Wow, it's nice to be up here amongst the clouds with my civil rights. And then the feds come along and say, we are delegating, I forget the word, I got to go, we have receded collecting the tax back to the states. So they're getting the states to act in their behalf for citizens of the United States. Why? Oh, that's right, because we're all citizens of the United States. Makes perfect sense now. So the states are doing the dirty work because the federal government couldn't. So the states are all, we're all citizens of the United States with our civil rights. We've got equal laws. And then the feds get around and say, I think it's 5 U.S.C. 110 or something like 110 or something. Look it up. By the way, all the people that are working in the legitimate federal areas, we will allow you to tax the state tax the same, as long as there's no discrimination. That makes perfect sense, because they're all citizens of the United States. We all have those civil rights. We're just floating around up here in the ether. Happy as a clam. With no unalienable rights of the Creator, no political rights, no right to have a public officer with a bona fide oath of office. This is why they don't have them. Because we agreed to it. You and me. We gave it away. We gave away our political rights. It is monumental, because that justifies the Civil Rights Act and all the Citizens of the United States and all this other smoke and mirrors nonsense. That's all they legislate for anymore, is citizens of the United States. And see, when that came about under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, they called the headless fourth branch of government came out. Independent establishments. FAA is one. Federal Reserve. These things sit outside the constitutional authority. They say so. And they appoint somebody, and under the utopian laws, I mean, everything is going to be happy because they're outside of the political influences of the, quote, people and our elected representatives. They do whatever they want. They're going to be, they're just like little angels out there with no supervision. And how do they reach back into us, citizens of the United States, for the civil rights? Oh, that's through the Federal Register. They do proposed rules. If they have the forced effect of law, they have to say so under 5 U.S.C. 553B, but they don't do that. I've never seen one yet. Who cares? Nobody knows even how that system works. Even though the Supreme Court said so in Chrysler v. Brown. Then they do a comment. Oh, well, I get the comment. So they threw 1,000 of them out there, and I have to comment on each one of them. This is the way civil rights works, with no political rights, with no these people not working for me. There's not anybody in an agency is accountable to anybody. They're not elected by us. They're not public officers. They have no bonds. Congress did away with those back in the 1870s or 1970s. They don't need them. Now, Alaska has bonds for the judicial. Oh, if you get a copy of the insurance, though, it says it protects the state of Alaska from their employees stealing from the state. It doesn't protect we, the people, because we don't matter. We have no political rights. They still have the political rights freeholder side in the Constitution for the state of Alaska, but actually by statutory law, where the freeholders have to put up a bond so if they violate our unalienable rights, I can go after them. You know how many people have those? None. Yeah. I said, who has that? Nobody. Well, why is it there? Oh, that's right. We're doing a con. This is what makes it extremely difficult to figure out what is going on, because they'll put a little constitutional thing in there and then a whole bunch of nonsense to support their con. This is why there's a return. People go to jail for not filing a return. Can I return something to Lowe's or to Home Depot? Before I can return, don't I have to first of all do some act prior to the return? Of course. I have to pay for it and pick it out. Well, how did I get into this nonsense? Oh, it's the Buck Act. Because, you see, I've signed up. There is a presumption I'm a citizen of the United States because we have only the, quote, governments of citizens of the United States posing as states today. Back in a minute. Oh,
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Well, we're back, and I just went into the Westlaw. There's 99 cases in the appellate courts since 1857 of Minnesota, talking about citizens of Minnesota. So they must be out there. I'm going to have to look through a few of them and see how we can use them in Rappert's case. They must exist. Where did we give up our political rights knowingly, we the people? And I saw in one of these Supreme that we do not possess in this country the means to, the states do not have the means to do a forced revolution. They can't do that. But they've done it. We have no political rights. We keep signing them away. I wonder what's going to happen when they see this case. It's going to be interesting. We're going to be filing a habeas corpus ad subjunctum also on this issue. But, of course, the United States District Court is not a constitutional court. We only have Article I, Federal Court of Claims, and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals is a bona fide Article III court. Brought about 1984. That's it. Other than the Supreme Court of the United States that does everything. We got one bona fide Article III court with limited jurisdiction. All of the other appellate courts are nonsense. And I got the Senate report on it to prove it. There's only one operates on subject matter jurisdiction, and it's the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. I always wondered why they had a Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. No, I know. They have to have one out there. Well, there's a way to get there. Yeah, right. Well, we've already tested that. If you start off when the IRS in the land of Oz is a citizen of the United States, they've got a block statutorily. You can't get into the Article III court. You have to know, you have to start through the Federal Court of Claims. Well, tell us that. Well, we're going to be doing that very, very shortly. But it's amazing, this political rights. You cannot strip me of my political rights. I have a right to have a citizen of a bona fide public officers with all the proper stuff as citizens of Alaska, or citizens of Minnesota, or citizens of Texas. And they've completely conned us. The only thing that's optioned out there is citizen of the United States, except they, in the W-4, the election by the employer, he said, well, there's a way out, opt out. You could say, no, I'm not there. So then we get into the, let me bring up the Buck Act. That was really a good one. That was just an amazing thing, because we have federal areas now. And they use, see, I never understood what that external boundaries of the several states, well, all this nonsense. So what they did is, because the states now are the states, these fictional states, that have zero authority to legislate for citizens of the United States. That in Cruikshank and Slaughterhouse was left strictly to Congress to enforce by legislation. It says so right in the 14th Amendment. Read it. So what are they doing it? Because we don't know. Nobody's objecting. Now, I didn't know how to object. How do you find this stuff out? And then they go down here in the Buck Act. The term income tax means a tax levied upon with respect to or measured by net income, and gross receipts. Net income is defined in title in the 1939 code. It is not defined in the 19 or in Title 26. Title 26 is irrelevant. Gross income is defined in 1939 code. And then when they want to use this stuff to define person, they say 3797 of the 1939 Internal Revenue Code. They don't say 1939, they say Internal Revenue Code is part of the, they say it's part of the 1939 code, but it came after. They're using the 1939 code. Why don't they update it to Title 26? Title 26 is not used. It's a con. Then they go ahead and say the court said everything in the civil rights area of a citizen of the United States in the state, anything with money is taxable, and it's under income tax. Now we go back to the 1935 annuity, an insurance policy. You can't write it off for, because it says it is federal income tax. So I am getting a benefit, and it's called federal income tax. But why doesn't the 1040 say federal income tax? It says individual, which means citizen of the United States. That's 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. Got to be a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted. It says individual income tax. Those are implied in law contracts. I want the benefit. I want the benefit. The other side doesn't have to do anything. I'm signing up for money back because, you see, I am already deemed to be suckered into this con. I agreed to let the employer, for the privilege of having me work for him, take money out called wages. Wow, what a con. Sheesh. Boggles the damn mind. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
I was just looking up. There's only four cases where they've in Minnesota where they've addressed political rights and a citizen of Minnesota. Only four. And they're trying to walk around it because they say, well, in Minnesota, it gives more protection than the federal constitution. Really? And how does it accomplish that? If there's no citizens of this of Minnesota, how does it do that? It says, but the Minnesota Constitution can be interpreted to afford greater protection of individual civil and political rights than does the federal Constitution. And they cite another case. So I'm going to spend some time. Now, this is really an important issue. I'm going to be really busy to get this done by the deadline, but we will, because I'm going through all this. Is just this is the meat of why in Rappert's case they didn't want to recognize his status as a citizen of Minnesota. They didn't want to recognize none of the definition in Title 26. You know why? Because they don't make any difference. They don't. That's irrelevant. They're using strictly 1939 code stuff for everything. I thought they'd go to the person, but no, that they're using 1939 code. Title 26 is a con. Even though the states get around and they reference some of their definitions to that, that's a con because they're using the Buck Act. And because this is why the states are doing the work of the, quote, feds under the guise of federal income tax, but it's just strictly income tax because the feds can't do it. Supreme Court said so. Under income. That's only for profits on corporations and all that type. Comes under the excise tax of 1909. God, what a mess. But it's all our status. Just like Esau in the Bible, except his was real simple. He got around and had some porridge and lentil beans and gave away his lineage. Gave it away. So he lost his right to own property and his right for to be who he was supposed to be. And his, can't think of the words right now, got a brain flatulation here. But he gave it all away. We have to, because we have an inherent, inalienable rights from the Creator. We are inherently under the law of the land. All this stuff is there, but we have been hoodwinked out of it by the con. This is monumental. And I'm going to have to study, like I say, Minnesota. I want to study how they got around these four cases where they addressed the political rights. But how could it have more political rights than the federal constitution, you dumb idiots? I got Supreme Court cases that say that the citizens of the United States have no political rights. They didn't put it that way. They said they have no right to exercise suffrage, elective franchise. They don't have any. I don't know what this is going to be interesting to see what they do in Roberts' case. I don't know how they're going to handle this. It depends on how much knowledge I can put together with. This is such a, the concepts are simple. But getting this lined out in a brief is a real challenge. But I'm going to get there. It's all I do. I know the game now. This is the rest of the game. They have talked to you and me. Only have civil rights, just like on merry old Rome. They had civil rights. Yeah, they use the same. They use Roman civil rights against us. What happened to political rights? I watched Passion of the Christ again last night, and guess what? In the document, they said that they didn't do crucifixions of citizens of Rome. They were privileged. But Rome went down because of dilution of citizenship. And the decadence. Our country has so much corruption at the top that's coming out, it boggles the mind. Where is the independent counsel? Where is Jeff Sessions? We have a whole year of nothing based on no evidence. And we're still, everybody doesn't want to do anything. Trey Gowdy, which I like to watch, smart man, but did he ever accomplish anything? No. When he said he supported Mueller in this kangaroo thing after he had the evidence of all this memo, of which he has inside knowledge, he still supports this going ahead? He's deep state. Where's Sessions? He's deep state. He wanted to uphold the rule of law. Well, where are you, Mr. Sessions? Where's our senators and representatives? Very few of them. They got nothing to say about this. Where's the independent counsel? There's enough evidence of the corruption. And they got nothing on Trump. And they're still chasing Trump. Wow. This boggles the mind. This really does. I don't know. We, the people, have been dumbed down so much. I don't know. The Democratic Party is basically Satan's party. They're let to kill babies up to almost where they're born. They're liars. They support their liars. They have some of the best liars out there under Saul Alinsky. Nobody's ever read Saul Alinsky's or Rules for Radicals. Never admit the con. You never hear any of these Democrats ever admit the con. They just lie more. Wow. We're up against the principalities of evil. But it's exciting times. Thank goodness we have Trump. He's not doing everything I'd like to, but how could he find out who all these people are? How do you know? Do you get him in doing the job? Like he said, I wouldn't have got Sessions if I'd known he was going to recuse himself. So if Jeff Sessions had his job, done his job, all this Mueller and all this other nonsense would have never happened. We'd have Hillary in jail by now. It's coming. All we can do is fight for the truth. But this is really important. This is why the 14th Amendment is so misunderstood, just like these Supreme Court cases, but they're old ones talking about it. Political rights is different than civil rights. Civil rights is about property. Property issues, contracts, those type of things. Political rights has to do with inalienable rights, having public officers with a limited delegation of authority over you and me to do our business and to put up bonds on different ones of them to be held accountable and to have a rule of law. We don't have it because we agreed to have these courts that are nothing more than civil rights, that they've never agreed to uphold any rule of law. There's not one person in all of Alaska's done it. These federal judges and those don't, because I've seen their oath, their nonsense they put out. They're, quote, civil commissions or smoke and mirrors nonsense. And their Form 61 stuff said they're flunkies, employees. You're supposed to be an officer of the United States. It's all a word game. Anyway, I will have this brief done by and delivered by Wednesday. And I have got a tremendous amount of reading to do because I want to see how Minnesota has handled this in the past. Like I say, there aren't that many cases. They don't want to talk about political rights. But they started off in 1857 doing that. Oregon, I've got the laws on that back in the 1850s. And they had both sides running. I got this set of books that was given to me. Alaska's based on the Oregon law, and they were already in the 1850s, they were overthrowing Oregon. It's already in the works. They had both sides there, though. It's amazing to see both sides in a book. A lot of this stuff is available only if you have Skype. I don't mind giving it away to anybody. By the way, I should mention I have a list. I haven't been posting much because I've been doing all this research, and then I stumbled across this because I was researching excise taxes. Now I've come across this political rights and political power. And, boy, I've got my work cut out for me because I got to get a brief done here for Rappert, and we got to get it tuned up. This is the key. And Rappert has been denied his political rights as a citizen of Minnesota. Really. So what happened to the citizens of the several states? Where did they go? I don't know. I know Alaska, see, it looked like Minnesota in 1857 was citizen of the United States. I don't know if they understood it or the fix was already in. I don't know, back in 1857. I don't have any idea. But I know what the Supreme Court has delineated it out. When you become in, you become a citizen of that state. And a citizen of that state is not a citizen of the United States. That is reserved strictly for Congress. Because you see in the territories, you're a citizen of the United States. In D.C., you're a qualified elector as a citizen of the United States. They actually put that into code, qualified elector. In the District of Columbia, if you are of that status in the District of Columbia, I would like to have somebody explain to me how did I get to be out here in Alaska or Minnesota or Texas or North Carolina to be the same status when it don't say qualified elector, but it says citizen of the United States. And the civil rights of the 13th or of the 14th Amendment does not work in D.C. Says so. Court said so. Man, do we have a bunch of conflicting stuff here. You guys can't get your lies together. There's an interesting part. 1,000 lies will never equal one truth. And that's what I'm going to be putting together is these inconsistencies, these unconstitutional acts. The individual income tax is for citizens of the United States. It is coming. It comes under the Buck Act, the same as the state income taxes. They all come under the Buck Act. 1939 code, nothing to do with Title 26. See, I thought they had at least the definition of person. No. They use 3797 out of Title 39. That's the definition of person, and all that stuff's in there. This boggles the mind and is a mind twist. And to keep up with it, until you sit back and think about it, I mean, like I say, this political rights is such a big issue. This is why we have been, at least me, been so confused. Had no idea. But if I don't have any political rights, if you don't have any political rights, there's no several states. There's no public officers. There's no constitutional courts. None of it exists because we have a sovereign body politic now called United States of America. Started showing up after in 1913, and by 1916, the United States as a real party of interest went away. They show up now and they change them. They're all now in the United States District Courts and in all the appellate courts, 1 through 11 and D.C. The only place United States is used yet is in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Why is that? We've got conclusive evidence. United States of America, we took it to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. This attorney shows up as a counsel for United States. When it was United States of America in the United States District Court, they kicked it back to the Fifth Circuit up there. All of a sudden, the same attorney, same case, is now counsel for United States of America. They tried to hide it on the docket sheet, and I pushed on them, and they had to file it. Same attorney. Same case as counsel for United States in one in a constitutional court and counsel for United States of America in another one. We have two governments. I think it was a Bidwell case. Says we have two national governments working here. And we do. We've got a constitutional one now that's sitting dormant, basically. And we have a fictional Land of Oz civil rights national government. No political rights, civil rights. Congress is plenary power, legislating over everything, and these states are extensions of citizens of the United States. They have zero authority to legislate as a citizen of the United States. Because I've got quite a few cases now say when you become a citizen of one of these states, you become a citizen of that state. It doesn't say citizen of the United States, it says citizen of that state. This type of stuff, I don't know how they pulled it off. I don't know. Like I say, it shocks the conscience. But anyway, I'll be posting to my the list, people on that list. I got to get people to donate again so I can pay for all the fuel oil and all that other stuff. But we're going to start seeing the posting and the cases to back all this stuff up because this rapid brief, we're going to be addressing it. Like I say, I got my work cut out for me because I didn't understand political rights. I had never seen that word before, and I don't know why. It isn't used much. It's just basically the old Supreme Court cases is where you see this stuff used. Like I say, in Minnesota, they got it 99 times, but in the with political rights and citizens of the United States, it's only 4 times they've ever addressed it. And if you, that's the problem about when I have to read all these cases, you have to pay very close attention. Because some of these concepts, these true constitutional concepts, are not talked about anymore. But that's the game. So if you want to be a citizen of the United States and have civil rights, be in the headless fourth branch of government with no constitutional rights or remedies, that's all about the property. and your civil rights. You will be treated equally, but the people above you have no, they've never said they're going to uphold any constitution. That's why when you start checking these oaths and you find all these discrepancies, because they don't have to do it. We've empowered them to do this, unknowingly and unwittingly. Well, like I say, we're going to be really getting into this. This just boggles the mind.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, we're back here, and I was just looking here. I was going to do a word search and see if Minnesota has ever got a thing here. I've got to type in just a minute. I wonder if they've ever addressed the Buck Act. Just a minute here, and I'm going to see if the good old state of Minnesota has ever adjust. Hit the return, and we'll search all the cases. Well, golly gee whiz, they've talked about the Buck Act in 4 cases. Isn't that amazing? Now, when you look on the Buck Act, there's so many things that are wrong with it when you finally start looking at the Buck Act. Because it says, the term state includes a territory in possession. Okay. How can that happen? That's an impossibility. Unless we got civil rights. You see, because in a territory or possession, only citizens of the United States are out there. They're not sovereign. They have no political, they got a very limited political rights because they're under the plenary power of Congress. So how can the Buck Act have application in Minnesota or Texas? Citizens of the United States. Because we got all these civil rights. It's just such a great thing. We get treated equally any place we go with the property. We get screwed what they have done with the citizens of the United States. Stated very simply, we have a king. Kings called Congress. And boy, aren't you impressed by how honest they are? They're the king and we're subjects. That's in a case. The citizen of the United States is basically a subject. Because you don't have any political rights. Don't have any. See, because of the territories and possessions, they have a municipal government. But you see, they don't have any power to who puts in Congress that sits over them. Territories and possession have no political rights because they can't elect Congress, representatives, or Senate. So they got a king or queen, whatever you want to do it. Got to be equal here, I guess. And they're subjects. That's the Buck Act. Says so right there. Territories and possessions as a state includes. Why didn't they say several states? They can't. This is conclusive. If it includes a territory or possession, then the Buck Act only applies to subjects, civil rights, no political rights. None. Now, there's so many ways to go at this now. Shocks the conscience. I don't know how they did this. I don't know how I've missed it all these years. The only reason why I did this, I was doing some research here, and I got into looking at naturalization, and then it went back to some earlier naturalization acts in the beginning of our republic in the early 1800s, and here comes public rights. There's a difference between public rights and civil rights. And they were talking about the Mexicans, about where we did a contract to buy Mexico versus Florida and the Louisiana Purchase, the Florida territories. So I'm going to eat, take a shower, come back, and then I'm going to be working all night because got to get this understood and briefed out for a rapport here. It just boggles the mind. This is the key to the whole thing. We have no political rights. Is there a law that says we can't sign them away? No, I guess not. If we knew what we were doing, why would we sign away the inalienable rights for our creator? Why would we sign away to have three separate branches of government? Why would we sign away to have a Republican form of government? Why would we sign away to have constitutional courts with limited delegations where we can actually hold them accountable? Why would we do that? I'm sure the Democrats would, and probably about three-fourths of the Republicans would just love to do that because that keeps them in power. We are the sovereigns. And it's up to us to fight for what's right. Anyway, hope you enjoyed it. And as always say, watch out for the Fowler rallies. They're everywhere. And boy, isn't that the truth. And pray for Trump. Back next Sunday, God willing.
Resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.